Chapter 11. We talked more, but no other possibilities were added to the list. In the end, with 2 hours remaining before the Security Council briefing and Kong's people pleading to speak with him, we had this list. 1. The reactivated Sentinel resisted, causing fatal damage to itself. 2. A different damaged Sentinel intervened. 3. A surviving damaged Elder AI intervened. 4. A wormhole network AI or group of AIs intervened. 5. The Maxalts are working with unknown entity or entities who intervened.
I hate this, Skippy groaned. But since we are now living in Fantasy Island, we should add the Elders to the list.
Kong and I stared at him.
Why the hell, I said after I caught my breath, would you think that?
I don't, he explained. You asked for a list of entities who are capable of doing what we witnessed. The Elders certainly are capable.
They are gone.
They are, as far as I know, he added.
Damn it, are you just screwing with us?
This whole discussion is screwing with my head. Everything I know about physics, which is more than the Elders ever understood, tells me the Elders can't come back, cannot intervene in this layer of reality.
That does not mean some idiot monkey politician won't ask whether the Elders could have done this. You need to have a response ready.
Ah, hell. I raised my arms. Add it to the list, Kong.
Done. He nodded.
This is good. An hour ago, we had nothing.
You still have nothing, Skippy fumed. None of this effort accomplished anything useful to anyone.
That's where you're wrong, Skippy. I stood up to stretch my legs. The purpose of this exercise is to provide something for the Security Council to argue about so they have less energy to yell at us.
Excuse me?
In a high-level briefing about any sort of disaster, the goal of the people being questioned is to get out of there with your job and your skin intact. Kong agreed with a silent shrug.
Isn't it your goal, Skippy looked from me to Kong and back, to provide useful information to the people in authority?
Ha! Kong snorted.
Skippy, the people in authority are politicians. All they care about is not looking bad to the people back home.
OMG, how do you monkeys get anything done?
The actual work and decision-making happens before or after any high-level meeting.
Joe, did you bring a dress uniform?
It's in the dropship.
He stood up.
I need to let my staff in before they break down the door.
Skippy, has there been any sign that an outside entity has tried to hack the Sentinels here?
No, none.
And the Guardians in the garage?
Kong meant the Super Guardian machines we took from the Ascension site before it exploded. Originally, they had provided protection for Earth while Roscoe slowly faded. Since Bubba was woken up and brought to our homeworld, the Guardians had been stored in a vault deep under the far side of the moon.
No change there either, Skippy confirmed.
I would appreciate an update a few minutes before the start of the Security Council meeting.
Kong? I got up from my chair.
As far as we know, the Sentinels here are unaffected. Earth's strategic defense network is intact. This is not a problem for you. Let me take the heat from the Council.
I will throw you under the bus at the appropriate time, he said, but with a grin. While I deal with, he waved toward the door, you need to dream up a series of plans.
Plans? Crap, I hadn't thought far enough ahead to require a plan, and forget about more than one. I thought I knew what he meant, but to be sure, to do exactly what?
Hopefully a way to verify that Dogzilla did resist Skippy, that this is an isolated case of one damaged Sentinel, and that we will know how to avoid any repeat of the incident if and when we decide to reactivate more Sentinels.
Okay. I ran a hand through my hair.
Yeah, good. Because the Security Council will expect you to have a plan to investigate and deal with all the other items on the list, I suggest you dream up some bullshit about how you can find and neutralize a rogue Sentinel and a rogue Elder AI. Then you can move on down the list to wormhole network controllers and the rest.
I need to dream up plans to do that, plus change into a dress uniform, in less than 2 hours?
I am not requiring you to do anything.
Right. When does this job get easier?
It's called retirement.
The closed-door, top-secret Security Council meeting was not the nightmare I expected. After their initial shock wore off, the politicians latched onto the first item on our list. They liked the idea that the incident might be isolated to one wonky sentinel, that no active sentinels were affected, and most importantly, that the trouble could not have been foreseen. That was crucial, since it was the Security Council who had approved waking up a sentinel for the spiders. In a masterful display of political fuckery that took my breath away, the council unanimously concluded that if anyone was at fault, it was Skippy. They didn't even blame me. How TF did that happen? They understood that I was merely an observer up until the moment when everything went to hell, based on testimony from Admiral Mancini. The council even praised what they described as my quick, decisive, and innovative actions in the best traditions of the United Nations military. That last part might have been prompted by Mancini stating his fleet would have been totally fucked if I hadn't taken command at the crucial moment. The guy threw himself under the bus for me. I owed him a beer, at least. It also helped that I wisely kept my mouth shut, other than speaking when I was asked a direct question, including discussing my obviously vague plan to investigate whether Dogzilla had resisted Skippy. The rest of my plans, which I had agonized over right up to 20 minutes before the meeting, the council merely glanced at, referring to them as low-probability contingencies, and trusting that if needed, I would have a fully developed plan for them to review at the appropriate time. What I missed at first was that the council expected me to fix the problem. "Kong," I whispered while the representative from Japan babbled on about something. "I am a garrison commander now, not a Joe," he whispered back. "For once in your life, just shut up and nod your head." His advice was sound. He knew high-level Earth politics much better than I did. Besides, it's rare that anyone gets in trouble for keeping their mouth shut. The trouble came a bit later when I realized the council had moved on to discussing a related and more important matter, rebuilding the activation fleet. The politicians must have met to discuss the issue before the formal session because there was little debate about the matter. The construction of the activation ships had been a horrifically expensive project with cost overruns that shocked even the people who were skimming money from the endless funding. The development work was done, so the cost per ship would have decreased in a normal project. That was not true with the activation ships, since so much of the construction effort required equipment that could only be used once. Earth was protected. Jaguar Base was secure. Everyone had forgotten what it had been like to look up at the sky in fear. What the public cared about at the moment was the global economy. They expected their leaders to get something back from the massive investment in the activation fleet, especially since all of those precious ships had just been lost in an unforeseeable screw-up. So the council had a genius plan ready. They probably had discussed such a plan years ago, even before Bubba was activated. The spiders would pay for constructing new ships. Sometimes I hate it when I'm right. Whether the spiders had already agreed to fund the project or not didn't matter. They would. The spiders had little choice in the matter. They wanted to rebuild their scorched wasteland of a homeworld, an effort that would take thousands of years, an effort that could easily be ruined at any point by the Maxulks. The kiddies had only reluctantly given that territory back to their ancient and hated enemy. Loss of that world not only was a blow to the prestige and preciously fragile little egos of the kiddies, they had serious and legitimate concerns about a major buildup of Rindaloo power in that area. The spiders could even use a partially rebuilt homeworld as a military base to expand their perimeter. In fact, they almost certainly would do that. So it wouldn't be long before the kiddies struck first, unless the spider homeworld was protected by an invincible sentinel. Whatever the spiders paid to humanity to provide a tame elder killing machine would be only a drop in the bucket compared to the money devoted to making their original homeworld livable again, a world that currently had no atmosphere. A deal would happen. The council didn't say it openly, but they were all counting on me to make the problem go away quickly and cleanly. Great. No pressure on me. "Kong, what the fuck just happened in there?" I asked as we stood in the corner of a conference room sipping wine and eating the kind of finger food that is served at weddings. "Congratulations," he clapped a hand on my shoulder. "You are the hero of the day. Don't you know that?" "Do I get a nice parking space?" "Even better.
You have a prime opportunity to screw everything up and disappoint the Council so they can say it is all your fault when the spiders pull out of a deal that will make everyone rich.
Ah, thanks for clarifying that for me.
Did you expect anything different?
I expected. I looked at the tiny, spongy cucumber sandwich in my hand. Some real food.
You can get real food aboard the dropship. You're leaving for New York in,
he checked his watch, 10 minutes. The Joint Chiefs want to meet with you face to face.
New York?
After a portion of that city had become a steaming crater filled with water from the East River, and then the entire city was mostly abandoned as the planet froze from the Jupiter cloud, a decision had been made to rebuild, to show our defiance to the galaxy that we were stronger than their ability to hurt us. UN Defense Command had its headquarters there where the crater used to be.
Give me a hint what Command wants.
He grinned.
You'll see.
New York was okay. I even got a hot pretzel from a cart outside the new headquarters building. Okay, technically I sent a staff sergeant outside to get the pretzel. Me walking onto the sidewalk would have triggered a media circus. My dropship landed on and took off from the roof, so my feet never touched the actual planet. After the meeting with Command, I was exhausted. Since DEFCOM would be held responsible by the Security Council, they wanted a little more information about my plans to verify that Dogzilla had resisted Skippy's effort to take control. All I could give them at the time was vague bullshit about going back to the site to sweep the area with sensors. Command understood it would be Skippy's show. Reed greeted me with a salute when I stepped off the dropship's ramp onto the deck of the docking bay.
Welcome back aboard Valkyrie, sir.
Colonel Reed, I returned her salute. She tilted her head and lowered her voice as we walked toward the door.
I received an order to make the ship ready in all respects for extended flight and to stand by for a change of status. What change of status, sir?
Reed, Valkyrie is being transferred to the Special Mission Group under my command. Task Force Black is being stood up again.
Sir?
Come on, Fireball, this is exciting. We're getting the band back together. Not all of the band members were thrilled to be getting back together, or they acted like they weren't thrilled about it. Colonel Frey, I returned a crisp salute as the leader of Star Team Razor came down the ramp of the dropship, a duffel bag slung over her shoulder. As a colonel, she could have assigned someone to carry her gear. As a special warfare operator, no way would she do that. Welcome aboard Valkyrie. Again.
Sir?
She was surprised to see me.
What?
She glanced back as the rest of her team filed down the ramp behind her.
If this is another public relations tour, you will not be required to smile and shake hands, Frey. It's ST Razor is Earth's rapid reaction force for this whole sector.
She was very confused. So was I. What orders did you receive?
Just for the team to roll out immediately with gear for a mission of unknown duration.
Sorry about that. I asked Undick to call you up here. I should have been more specific. Reed assured me the starbase area of the ship is fully kitted out for you.
Frey nodded. We keep a dropship loaded with consumables. It's right behind me.
We'll break orbit as soon as that dropship is aboard. The pilots can get off the backstop traffic control station.
No need, sir. The pilots are assigned to Razor. How long will we be away? My daughter is in a preschool play next Monday.
That drew a sympathetic grimace from me.
I'm afraid you'll miss her Oscar-worthy performance. We're going to Jaguar first to verify the Sentinel there hasn't been compromised.
After that?
She asked slowly. Implied in her tone was, what is my team supposed to do about a broken Sentinel? You heard about the Sentinel activation that failed? It's possible there was a hostile third party involved.
Ah.
She raised an eyebrow and one side of her mouth curled up.
Ah, indeed.
We will identify, find, and punish the bad actor.
Well,
she turned to wave her team toward the docking bay's inner door.
I will miss an epic preschool performance for a good cause then, eh?
Frey, I lowered my voice as operators filed past us. They all looked fit, determined, and so damned young. In the interest of full disclosure, I'm not sure there will be anything for your team to do out there, but...
Yes, sir.
Her smile was gone.
The only thing we can expect is the unexpected.
True that.
Sir? She cocked her head. The sentinels here are... Your family is safe, Ray. Skippy verified the sentinels here are in nominal condition. You know what I mean about nominal regarding Roscoe.
She knew the secret. The Earth's original sentinel was a bluff.
I do, sir. Earth is the safest place in the galaxy. What I told her was true. In addition to a pair of sentinels, our homeworld should have been protected by a fully capable network of strategic defense sensors and weapons platforms. But a sentinel was all we really needed. Earth was the home base of the First Fleet. I'll give you a full briefing after we've jumped.
Thank you, sir. I nodded toward the inner door.
Sir?
Yes. She looked around the docking bay that hadn't changed much since when she last served aboard the ship.
It is good to be back.
It wasn't possible to get the entire band back together. Some of the surviving members were not available, or the roles they would fill aboard Valkyrie would be a step down. Jennifer Sims, for example. She was now a civilian. Sims had retired as a brigadier general 2 years ago to become governor of the planet Avalon, a beta site in the Sculptor Dwarf Galaxy. She and Frank were reportedly very happy there with a daughter. I had visited them 3 years before, and both Jennifer and Frank were stressed, overworked, tired all the time, and loved their jobs. Back then, Sims was in command of the very small military garrison there, and Frank worked on the terraforming project, a project that was not going well at the time, he had warned me. Monkeys had no business trying to adjust an entire biosphere to meet our needs and desires. Every time they tweaked some algae in the water or bacteria in the soil, something else got out of balance and threatened to overwhelm all the progress they had made. While I was there, 3 outposts had to be temporarily abandoned due to mold spores growing out of control. Even several 100 kilometers away, I had to wear a breathing mask if the wind was blowing from the wrong direction. Avalon did not seem like it could become a pleasant garden world anytime soon, and most of the place still smelled horrible. I didn't mention that last part to Frank. Anyway, Sims was happy. The terraforming team apparently got the mold problem under control, and no way would I consider asking her to rejoin the merry band of pirates. She had served honorably and for a long time. Speaking of time, too much time had passed. Her skills would be rusty. That's something I worried about with Joe Bishop. Had I lost a step? Only time would tell. If we had time. While at Earth, I had contacted another of the former pirates, one who joined the crew later, General Mamay. Contacting him was a courtesy call, and because I wanted to talk. He would not be coming back to Valkyrie as gunnery officer. He had other responsibilities, like as chief of the UN Navy Gunnery School. He and I had a good laugh about that. How does the Navy feel about an Army guy teaching them about naval gunnery?
Officially? I could hear the amusement in his voice. Well, they strongly support inter-service cooperation under the one-team doctrine.
Uh-huh. How about it unofficially?
They fucking hate it, he laughed.
We chatted for a while. I know he was dying to ask me about what went wrong with the Sentinel activation, and he knew I wasn't supposed to say anything about it.
The Special Mission Group rides again? He asked.
Is this something to be concerned about?
I don't think so.
I gave him the truth, the part I was authorized to reveal.
It's a setback, no question about it. Skippy is analyzing what went wrong, which, of course, could not be any of his fault.
Well, of course not. I expect to be retired and writing my memoirs by the time the UN tries activating another Sentinel. Skippy thinks we should just leave it alone.
I'm here if you need me, sir. If I need more guns, I'll need more than just you directing them. Have you trained the Navy how to shoot straight? They can handle whatever you need.
The problem was I didn't know what I would need, and I feared that whoever had hacked into a Sentinel could not be stopped by the guns of the UN Navy. Whoever it was, even Skippy hadn't been able to stop them.
Our first stop after leaving Earth was Jaguar. The official name of the base had been changed from Jiaguan to Jaguar after rogue elements in the Chinese military got suckered by the Maxulks and tried to capture Skippy. Besides, everyone had called the place Jaguar anyway. It was just a cool name. Since then, Jaguar had come to be the name for the entire planet. The original name Club Skippy was only used for the town that grew up around the original base Dirtside. Around the curve of the planet, as Valkyrie flew along the approach lane from the dark side,
we could see one creepy, lightless tentacle of the Sentinel named Pup-Tart. Oh, thank God. The Sentinel was right where it was supposed to be, doing what it was supposed to do. It hadn't been hacked. That was one less thing to worry about. The main reason for racing straight to Jaguar was to verify that no one had attempted to hack Pup-Tart. Skippy confirmed that in less than a minute. The other reason was to drop off my sons, who would be staying with my parents while I saved the galaxy again, and staying with Margaret's mother, who hitched a ride aboard Valkyrie with us. Had I invited my mother-in-law to fly aboard a UN Navy warship with us because the boys were driving me crazy? Absolutely, yes. Margaret was scheduled to fly back from Newark soon. Her mother would be staying in our house. The reunion with my parents was sweet, except that my mother wouldn't be at home until dinner. That was okay with my father. He got more time with his grandsons. Why was my mother not at home? Her role as the vegetable baron of Jaguar kept her very busy. The original farm set up by my parents had been a success, so they expanded and bought more land, and even more. They now owned and operated 6 farms around Club Skippy, plus farms next to 3 other military bases scattered around the planet. My mother claimed she hated being an agricultural tycoon, that she would be happier just growing tomatoes in her backyard. That was BS, according to my father. She was CEO of the outfit. My father ran operations. The two of them made a good team. While my father showed the boys the new robotic tractor that had been shipped all the way from Earth, I wandered into the kitchen garden behind the house to pick green beans for dinner. My earpiece jingled with an incoming call. It was my mother.
Hello, Joseph. Is this a good time to talk?
Ruh-roh. Her voice sounded strained. She had called me Joseph. That meant I was in trouble.
Hey, Mom.
I scrabbled to my feet, pushing dirt off my pants.
Yes, it's always a good time to talk with you.
Are you alone?
It is never a good sign when your mother asks that question.
Yeah, yes. I'm in the kitchen garden. The green beans look good.
I have, she took a shaky breath. A bit of a problem. More than a bit, actually.
Okay, anything I can help with?
I don't.
Another pause.
I suppose it would be good to talk to someone before your father finds out.
Oh, shit. My mother? We can talk, I heard myself saying in an out-of-body experience. Where are you?
I'm driving. Don't worry, the car is driving itself. I'll be home soon.
You want to talk when you get here?
It would be better.
Her voice was less shaky. Maybe just knowing someone was listening helped her.
To talk before I get home. Joseph, I did something foolish, and now I'm afraid to tell your father about it.
Oh God. She had an affair? I could not be having that conversation with my mother.
You should just tell me what's bothering you. What is bothering me is your father told me not to do it, and I did it anyway, and now I feel like an idiot.
What the fuck was she talking about?
Dad told you not to do what?
She took a deep, very audible breath before plunging ahead.
I invested most of the company's cash reserves in Skipto currency.
Oh, Mom, you invested in Skipcoin?
I did.
At that moment, I was so relieved we didn't need to have that conversation, I forgot to be upset with her. Yes, my father had warned her not to put any trust in Skipto currency. Yes, I had given her the same advice. Skipcoin was Skippy's brilliant idea 4 years ago to create a universal trading currency for all species across the galaxy. He had wanted to pay my Skipistan salary in Skipcoin. I declined. I declined every time he asked, and he asked that question way too many times. The good old United States dollar was good enough for me, although I had to admit that currency had taken a hit back when much of the USA was evacuated to avoid freezing from the Jupiter cloud. Skipto currency had been steadily growing in popularity, mostly due to his insistence that anyone doing business with his ever-expanding business empire dealt in his own currency. When he mentioned the concept to me, I had told him it was a horrible idea. Unfortunately, my disapproval got him convinced it must be a great idea, since I am a doofus who hates anything cool.
His original graphic design for Skipcoin was an S with two vertical bars through it, until I pointed out that symbol was already in use for the American dollar. My suggestion was an S with an exclamation point running through it, because everything involving Skippy must be the biggest and best. So I am, in a small way, partly responsible for the launch of Skiptocurrency, but please, don't blame me if you invested in it.
Mom, what is the problem now? I asked, very much wishing I didn't have to ask that question, or become involved in any of Skippy's scams ever.
We heard the news that the latest Sentinel refused to submit to Skippy.
That is not exactly what happened.
Whatever.
My mom breathed into the phone again, loudly. My mother never said whatever. She was under a lot of stress.
Confidence that Skippy is the ultimate power in the galaxy has taken a hit. Badly. The value of Skipcoin has crashed on exchanges around Earth and beyond.
Mom, I'm sure that's temporary.
You can't know that for certain.
Well, no.
Joseph, I don't need you to give me the happy cliches people say in this kind of situation. What I need for you to do is listen. I don't know how I can tell your father about this, although he is our chief of operations, she sighed. He will find out soon enough on his own.
Mom, you and Dad run the business together. You had one setback.
It's not a setback. This could sink the business. We could lose everything.
That will not happen.
You can't know. Yeah, I can.
Mom, I'll call you back soon, okay? Try to relax.
I don't.
Thank you. She ended the call. I walked into the house to a guest bedroom and closed the door.
Skippy,
I called. No answer.
You little shit, I know you're listening.
I want your avatar here, I snapped my fingers. Right now. Nothing happened.
Okay. Well, if you would prefer to talk with my mother about this, we—
Hey, Joe!
The avatar appeared instantly. That was a bad connection. Sorry.
A bad connection, I said slowly.
Over the Skippytel network?
We all have bad days, dum-dum,
he snapped at me.
Anywho, what is this about?
You know exactly what this is about, you little shithead. You scammed my mother to buy into your cryptocurrency.
Skipcoin is not crap, Joe. It is a solid store of value.
How solid is it right now?
Everything has its ups and downs.
Where is it right now?
Okay, it is circling the drain, but you scammed my mother.
Technically, I didn't do anything. I sent one of my Skipway Diamond-level associates to your parents to discuss the many unique advantages of Skipcoin. Maybe I shouldn't have told you that.
No, that's good. Keep digging. You haven't hit the bottom of the hole yet. Hey, in no way could this be considered my fault. The associates in my multi-level marketing program are independent contractors. If one of them was a bit too over-enthusiastic in evangelizing for—
Evangelizing? The Skipto scam is part of your religion now?
Okay, I used an unfortunate word, so sue me. Actually, do not sue me right now. My lawyers are super busy wrapping up the whole Skiply legal mess. Anywho, if one of my associates failed to mention all of the risks involved in my currency platform, that is totally not my fault.
Uh-huh. What would a court say about that?
Well, there is no reason to involve the courts, Joe. I'm sure we can come to some sort of mutually beneficial agreement. I'm not interested in that.
You're not?
Nope. I am interested in an agreement that benefits my mother and hurts you.
Hey, that is not fair.
Exactly.
Joe, be reasonable. There is no way I could have predicted that a freaking Sentinel would crash and burn.
Skippy, when have you ever known me to be reasonable?
Never.
Why are you? So if it wasn't a Sentinel rebelling or whatever the hell happened out there, it would have been something else to make your Skipto scam fail.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to suddenly remember that my mother sold all of her Skipcoin, like, last month, last week, something like that.
She did not do that.
You hear that? That's the sound of me not caring. Backdate the transactions.
Oh,
Listen, numbskull, avoiding the type of fraudulent transaction that you suggested is the whole point in the trusted Skipto quant chain that my currency is built on.
Eh? You're saying that no one can hack that chain? Not even you?
Of course I can do it, knucklehead. It's me. I built that whole stupid thing so I could hack it any time it is convenient for, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
You asshole. Backdate the records. Joe, I hear you. I'm just not sure I should do that. Billions of people rely on the integrity of Skipto. And you care deeply about them?
Dude, he laughed. I don't give a shit about those losers. It's my reputation that I care. Maybe I should keep my mouth shut until my lawyer gets here.
Maybe.
Here's what I know for certain. My mother is upset. When Margaret gets back from Newark, she will be very upset.
You know what? I think she will not want our children being exposed to an amoral scam artist like their Uncle Skippy.
He gasped. You wouldn't do that.
Do you want to bet Margaret wouldn't do that?
Shit. No.
I'm waiting. I need to think about this.
Cool. Cool. Meanwhile, my mother is on her way back to the house. I suggest you think really, really fast.
It took only a few minutes to pick a basket of green beans, and they did look great. My mother called me while I was washing the beans in the kitchen sink.
Hi, Mom.
Joseph, did you do something illegal?
Not that I know of. Why?
Do not get smart with me, young man.
Suddenly, Major General Joe Bishop was a little boy again.
Sorry, Mom. Did you encourage someone else to do something illegal?
That could be a gray area. Everything Skippy does is at best legal-ish.
He called to inform me that he was shocked to learn one of his associates had failed to disclose certain minor risks involved in cryptocurrency, and therefore he is obligated to declare our agreement null and void, and unwind all the transactions.
Well, it's good to hear he is finally doing the right thing for a change.
Will everyone else out there get the same treatment?
I'm not responsible for everyone, Mom.
Her tone softened.
You saved the entire world several times.
Let's just say the world owes me. And someone had to teach that little shithead a lesson, so...
Joseph, watch your language, please.
Sorry. She laughed. It was great to hear her laughing.
He is a shithead.
Mom! I was horrified.
I know the F word, too.
Oh, my.
I will be home soon. Please set the table for dinner.
I will.
Joe?
Yes?
Thank you.